to the cloud. So welcome. Wow, January 18th already in this new year. And I would like to begin with a heart hug. And just go to a really quiet place and give thanks for the people and the animals in your life. Just reach out with gratitude. And let us do another heart hug, spiral, this magical spiral, for connection with Mother Earth and gratitude for all the blessings that she brings to us. And feel, let's just imagine that we are standing together in a circle in our magical forest. We're just there in circle, joining hands and allowing the breath of Mother Earth to come up into our, through our feet, up through our ankles and our knees, and our hips and our pelvis, and right up through the center to your heart, to your throat, and permeate just through your entire head, connecting with the third eye, and then sending that amazing connection energy up straight up to the outer edges of the universe. And feel your breath as you come down, bring it around the edges of our known universe and up to the other side of Mother Earth and up right into your heart. And then take that energy in your heart and send it to your left around our circle. And let us open up and invite into our circle every person you would like to have with us. The people who are normally with us in this class and are not with us today, but all your family and friends you would love to share this with. And then, of course, we're going to have to expand the circle. And right in front of us, each one of you, call in all of the animals, the ones you're with now, and the ones who've been with you throughout your entire life. Have them just be around you. Some will be lying down, some will be sitting, some will be standing, some will be rubbing up against you. Feel that. Feel that heart connection. And then look up and feel around us the angelic presences surrounding us and all the other presences, all of the wonderful beings who support many of us. And some of you may not even be aware of yours. And then come back to your heart with a heart hug. And with another magical spiral circle, just unlock that connection. Step into that doorway of that divine intelligence that is you. Every cell in your body, we are living representation of divine spirit. Of that incredible universal being that connects us all with all that is. Smile at yourself. Send a smile around our circle. And then quietly shape-shift and put yourself back into your chair or wherever you are. And open your eyes and let us see who all has joined us now in this last little bit. Welcome, Marnie and Megan and Anna and Chanel. And I think I got you before, Nancy and Razia. Blessings. I am in a state of euphoria today, of great, great gratitude, because some of you already heard this morning, but my prayer was answered that we would sell our home to a family and someone who would live in it and love it like we have. And it's a big gamble when you sell a house here, because there's so many investors who are wanting to get into Hawaii and make vacation rentals. And we have a really special family who are coming, who have been fostering babies for many years, and they're now retired. But they're hoping to be able to do a little of this here also. But they have kept in touch with these families over the years, so they're part of their extended family. And we have 5 bedrooms here, so we've got lots of room for people. And we very much look forward to it. I would like to invite us to begin this special Tuesday with either sharing some way that you have used T-Touch on yourself in this last little while, some way that you have enjoyed the results of what we did with Eleanor on Saturday, or a blessing, some magical blessing for which you are grateful. And let us honor Greg Braden and spontaneous healing of belief, and know that this concept, that every feeling we have, every emotion, every thought, and every belief we have makes a difference. And when we put these positive thoughts out there, these gratitudes, wow, it has a big effect on the planet. So who would like to use the reaction here so we can say your name? Who would like to begin with one of those 3? Angela.
I did this week I did the T-Touch Vet Husbandry course with Robin, and it was there's one little dog which is he lives opposite, is a little Westie, and he is so traumatized by going to the vets that he, when it comes to having his nails clipped, he just screams, and his owners are upset, the vets are really upset. And we talk through different ideas, and I just feel now that I've got the ideas to be able to help him and the support around. And I'm meeting with his owners on Thursday, and we're going to have a chat about what we can do. And I'm just so excited that I've now got the skills to be able to do that and the support around me. So thank you very much.
Fantastic. And after we've done this sharing, I'd like you to bring in some of the ideas that you have now to work with him. We'll continue with that. Who's next? Anna. Hi.
Hi. I cannot believe how on top of myself I feel when we took the pole behind our upper back, under our arms, all of a sudden I feel this open space. And I just feel like, wow, you know, and I'm not that tall, but I felt, oh, wow, I've expanded. I think I'm taller than I was when I was like, you know, 4 days ago. It's been a blessing. And thank you again, you and Eleanor, just bring magic into this community, into my life. So thank you again.
Oh, I actually, if we were in circle, if you were with me here in our home, anytime somebody shares, as some most of you know, we either send angel wings or fairy sparkles, but these fairy sparkles are also, it's the sign in sign language for applause. And if you really want a standing applause, you take your hands above your head. So we can connect the fairies and the applause. Teresa.
Yeah, as I already wrote to Eleanor, I really had a great experience with my neurological problem during from 24 years due to the hip replacement where they hurt my ischias nerve. And from the knee to the foot, it is all numb. It is and hurting the whole leg. So when we did these exercises with the octopus with the hand and with the foot in the same time, that was quite interesting to me, but the left foot got like a cramp. So my toes were really totally crisped in this situation, and because it is a real neurological problem I have, as I said. But when we then change to what Eleanor said, like the sand, doing this movement with the toes behind, and then I put my left foot on the floor, and that was the first time for all this time I could feel this part of the foot, because it's all numb. My foot is like, what do you say? It's like a stone in a certain way. I do not feel it properly. As I think you say, it's numb, this sensation. So I said, wow, I really can feel the foot, the whole length of the foot.
And in 24 years?
In 24 years, I never did these exercises with the toes, actually, I have to admit. And it is so simple. And there is another thing going on and doesn't have to do with the feet. It is my shoulder, which hurt me from about 2 years when I was pushing the snow machine, you know, and I had to do movements which were too strong to me, and really it hurts. And I have this slip disc on this level from the neck. And I say, hey, it's gone. My pain really reduced from the shoulder from, I would say, usually it is about 5 to 6. It's a sort of a very silent 1 or 2. And just because I did this with Matthew, I was really, really impressed. And it goes on. And I do these exercises because I have to say that when I am in bed, my feet are hurting and legs are hurting due to this neurological situation. And they don't know I don't want to take Lyrica, which is a drug for giving, let's say, release of the pain, because I can't take anyway, no painkiller. And so when I in bed now, I do this with the feet and the hand, and I started to cross. I do the left hand and the right foot and vice versa. I just play with that. And I can tell you, even my knees are not hurting that much. So I can walk easily 1 hour with Kalika. So it's just amazing.
Fantastic. Yeah. And Teresa, standing ovation. So what I want to say to you is the amazing role model that you are, because as you have said, it's been going on for many years, but though for those of you who know Teresa, she's never allowed this pain to define her. And you're absolutely incredible, because anybody, if you don't tell us, we never know this from the way you stand, conduct yourself, engage in everything around you, Teresa, with the amazing career that you've had in the medical field over all these years, and all that you've done for T-Touch in both the teaching and the organization for so many years.
But this is thanks to T-Touch. I can tell you that I am the model to learn everything about self-help. And I really think it's so important when you get a little pain somewhere, like you show us, you tell us. So I asked my elbow, say, what do you want to tell me? What do they say? It's like a game for me, because I can laugh about myself. So, and sometimes it's really heavy and I would like to have a painkiller. And so I say to Umberto, today it would be a day for, and he says, go and talk to yourselves, Umberto says. So that's what I'm doing.
Unbelievable. Did you say go and talk to yourselves?
Yes. He tells me, yeah. So I know that I'm talking a lot. So now if I don't disturb, I just talk to myself.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, blessings. For those of you who just came on, hi, Joyce. So wonderful to see you. I've just asked each person to share either something they got from Saturday, a blessing in their lives, or something that some way they've been using T-Touch in the last little while. Leslie.
Yeah, I think it's just Saturday. It's not just this Saturday. It's the Saturday teachings and the classes are amazing. And I feel like I never really am able to express that clearly enough. So I just want to say thank you to you and Eleanor. I mean, they're just brilliant. she's brilliant. You're brilliant. I come away feeling like I've really learned and absorbed some new stuff, but it's such a peaceful way to do it. And kind of quite rejuvenating as well. And it just goes on, you know. I mean, I don't think I'm alone in that. Like this 12-month thing, it's like each month there's another layer added, and it just is increasing and increasing. And I think that's what I'm beginning to go, oh, we're now, I don't know, 7, 8 whatever months in, but it feels like there's a, it's just getting deeper. So it's amazing. So thank you. That's all I can say.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's see. We have Sage. Hi, Miss Sage. We have to acknowledge you, Leslie. My gosh, here I haven't been doing these in-person courses for so long. I forget the importance of acknowledging. It's so important to acknowledge each other in this way, and because it's such a gift when we share. And often I know that some of you have said over the years, you know, that you'd have never been able to share before. But when we develop this trust that we have between each other, it gives another possibility. And the acknowledgement to be heard is a really big deal. And to witness, to really listen fully without thinking what we're going to say, that is a big gift to the person who is speaking. So from my heart to yours, thank you, Leslie. Sage.
Good morning. I missed the class on Saturday, and I look forward to the recording. I was teaching a Tea Touch for Aging and End of Life class on Saturday, which was really lovely. So I had plenty of Tea Touch on Saturday, and the nugget that's coming out actually happened on Monday when I went to the juvenile detention and worked with two young girls who didn't like each other. And they were very clear to tell me that they didn't like each other. They weren't friends. And they were maybe 15 years old. And at one point we sat down on the floor and they began to do some Tea Touch with our dog Reggae. And little by little, I noticed these girls starting to laugh a little bit, starting to loosen up. I showed them some ear Tea Touches. I talked about doing the Tea Touches on their own bodies. One of them had a large wound, I would call it. I don't know if it was self-inflicted. But I talked about using the Tea Touch for wounds, scars, pimples, menstrual cramps, all sorts of things that they could then identify with. And I started to watch them beginning to soften. And then I asked them what they wanted to do next. And they said, well, we want to do whatever Reggae wants to do. So they brought him over. He's got a bin at the detention center. They let him pick out anything he wanted out of the bin. And they set up an obstacle course. And I decided at the end of the obstacle course, I was going to have them have a coloring book where they had to sit down together and color. So I wanted to see, like, let's see what happens when I put these two girls together. So they had had the Tea Touch on the ground with our dog Reggae. Then they moved through the obstacle course. I was holding one leash, but they had a line through the harness of the dog called a beeline. And so each kid was on either side helping to lead the dog through this obstacle course that they had created. And then they sat down to do the coloring book, and I asked them to have Reggae lie down. So I said, now you need to praise your dog. So I'm teaching them how to acknowledge him and praise him. You guys, these two girls who hated each other sat down at the end and were laughing. They were working together. They were coloring. And they all left smiling, which was such an absolute delight. And I always keep beginner's mind with this work, even though I've been teaching it for 20 years now. I'm always, always, always amazed at the power of how this work bridges both the animals and the people. So that's what's coming up, is these two girls that didn't like each other, and Tea Touch helped them to come more fully into their hearts.
Oh, this is to you, to Reggae, and to these two girls.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you.
That was awesome. Oh, Sage, it's Megan. That was awesome. I don't know. It's everything. I mean, Tea Touch can bridge emotional gaps, and not just the physical, obviously. And it just, yes, it's a miracle. I found that Saturday was for me a revelation, another one. But the thing with the octopus with the feet and then kicking the sand, I mean, just the tiniest little bit that I've done of it since then has really helped me. Like, say I'm in a chair, I'm in the beamer chair doing the beamer, and I have to get up to, you know, to the bathroom or something. And I'll, before I get up, I will do the scrunching of the feet, the octopus, and when I stand up, instead of like having to stand there and wait until I can walk, it's like, I can walk. I mean, I know we've been over these things before, but it's just such a tiny little thing. It's just amazing to me. So thank you. Beautiful.
That's fantastic. Will you say that, explain that again, what that means to you, Megan, to be able to scrunch your feet?
Yes.
And then get up and be able to walk.
It's so Feldenkrais. That's why I love Feldenkrais. It's like, you can just sit here. I can do it right now. and just, and I probably do both feet at the same time, maybe not supposed to, but just gently scrunching them, you know, the octopus, and you do it with your hands too on your thighs, just scrunching your hands forward. And then I stand up. And now because of, you know, my back and then my hip flexors and all that stuff, usually they're so stiff that it takes me, you know, a little bit of time to move. And I can now, when I do that, stand up and I just walk off. You know, and also the her exercises, which I must just try to do. It just amazes me that you don't have to do it for a long time. Also, just take the sticks, drag them, then do, they'll get you going in the opposition movement. And then just take them and gently, just a little walking around the house, and I'm walking better, you know. So it is a miracle, and it's hard to tell people about it. They just don't believe. They don't believe anything could be so simple, and yet there you have it. So I'll take it. If no one wants to believe me, I'll do it, and I know everyone here does. But anyway, I love you all. It's all good. Thank you.
And Megan, what you said, you see, one of the things that was so brilliant about that lesson, Eleanor kept saying to me, but I've got to get them to lie down. I have to get them to lie down. Well, it's not easy in this situation, but she adapted that in this brilliant way, adapted all of us not everyone having the poles. And look what happened. I mean, for me, I haven't used the pole since because I'm walking with Griffin and it's difficult, but as you said, Anna, I feel taller. As soon as I stand up and start walking, my shoulders say, yoo-hoo. Ah. Yeah. And yeah. As soon as I do that, my middle winds up. My back changes. I can feel everything in between from that little bit of scrunching and how we were so beautifully led through that.
I can't wait to watch it again. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Incredible. Thank you for reminding us that.
Yeah.
So.
I can go blessing. Next.
Oops. Marnie. Good.
The more you talk about Saturday, it just kills me because I really do need help with getting my walking straightened out. But I was assisting on Robin's course that Angela's in, which is amazing. And so I haven't had a chance to do the replay. I can't wait. But I had a bunch of crew in here. We've had trees down everywhere in this property and from that big freeze in the spring and anyway, whatever. And so we had a crew in there and I have a new dog, an Anatolian Shepherd that we rescued. And he, you know, I wasn't going to have him out with strangers. They're supposed to guard the place. I wasn't sure. He's pretty new. And when I get a new dog, I do a lot of drive-by T-touch, you know, kind of a little, zigzag, a little, you know, whatever. And he's, like a lot of these kind of dogs, are kind of independent and they're not looking for having an up close and personal relationship necessary. And that's fine. You know, it's kind of however he wants to be, and we have plenty of time. And so he was so into having to guard the place against all these dangerous people with chainsaws and everything. But I ended up, he was in a separate pen, but I ended up sitting with him because I thought, you know, he was just too upset and the guys were kind of scared. I mean, the fence is a good fence, but he's very big and loud and whatever. Anyway, so I put him on a leash and I sat down in there with him. And it just was really funny because I didn't know how long this was going to take and everything. And I was just sitting there. I felt like an idiot when I finally realized, well, there might be an opportunity to have some more, you know, gee. And I really am so into not pushing it with a new dog, and particularly these kind of breeds. You know, I really respect who they are. That, you know, that's the life they've led, is to guard the property and not be on your couch and or in your bed. But, you know, things can change too. But anyway, well, that's not that big a bed. But anyway, So I just started kind of messing around a little bit and a little of this, and I'd stop a lot because I really, but he was fine. And before we were through, I had this opportunity, which I took. Sometimes we don't. I was going to find, you know, do some stuff on my phone or get something to read and stuff. And we had the most amazing time in which he started to respond. He started to bring his head to me. His tail started wagging. I mean, it was like an awakening. He's never been, you know, he was never cuddled as a puppy, or, you know, he was raised to be a livestock guardian dog. And it was amazing. And he's a big old teddy bear thing, you know. I mean, he's really cute, but that doesn't mean that he's a cute personality. And it was amazing. And I, you know, and I thought later, you know, I would have been, I really did take the opportunity, and not carefully, but not pushing, but we had to sit together for, you know, a good while. And it's changed everything really fast. And it wasn't my plan to go fast with him at all, but because of that, and he's really changed. I mean, it's amazing to see that much change in that short a time. I know it happens all the time, like we say, but these kind of dogs are a little different too. And but anyway, I just had an amazing time with T-Touch and this dog, and he's going to be turning into a dog. So it was great fun. So,
Marnie, thank you. And I would like to point out something to you, because we've been working together for many, many years, and a lot of people don't agree with me at all. But my feeling is, when we bring a new dog into our life, it's fine to respect their space and give them time. But you know, once you actually give a dog, as you just saw with this, I mean, you've only been doing this almost 40 years. When you actually, with respect, take a dog and do the drive-by, the touches, that maybe as you're walking through the labyrinth in the beginning, it may be just stopping a moment and doing something, or it may be doing what you did in the situation, which set that sit up for you. I have found that when you actually do push the envelope and give them that experience, then they have the opportunity to make a choice. And it's like, think how long it takes if they don't actually feel that connection with the gentle zigzags, the circular touches, and the heart that we put into our hands as we do that with respect. It's about approaching with respect. Whether it's the dog or whether it's our own bodies, who, because of bad experiences or surgery that was life-threatening, that we can't touch ourselves, and respecting that cellular, wait a minute, a permission, as you did with that dog. I am so happy that you've shared this, and I want you to really think about this, because I would like you to maybe reconsider that we don't have to give a dog or a kitty time. We have to give them respect now, and allowing them to see us.
That's a really good point, because when we're working in shelters and stuff, we have a time problem and everything. And I think that's, and I do that, you know, I've been teaching in shelters for as long as I've been doing research. And well, actually I was doing stuff before then, but I think that's how we do so well, is that we do respect them. And I, you know, what you're saying is, that's quite often why I'll take a dog home, because I like them to choose, but I do work on them. You know, even the wildest ones that we get in, some feral dogs, we work on them once or twice a week, but then let them choose the, you know, a lot of the time. But the other thing I was going to tell you, I just realized when you were talking, is the rest of the afternoon, when I was able to turn him loose, they weren't working so close to his fence, he just napped. I hadn't realized that till just now. I mean, he was totally fine with all this, and it was chipping brush, cutting down trees. I mean, it was wild. And he just sort of napped in the sun the rest of the afternoon when I was able to turn him loose again in the pen. So that stuff works.
So think of this. What actually happened here? You gave this, what's his name?
Diego.
Diego. You gave Diego an opportunity to come into himself, to feel himself fully. Because when there's the sympathetic nervous system and the fight, flight, freeze, faint, fool around, we're out of our bodies. When we come into the body with this respectful, heartful, loving, actually, connection, something else happens. And the dog doesn't have to be afraid anymore. This thing of this really understanding of what we're doing with T-Touch here is acknowledging, recognizing this being that we are, or that our animals are. It's really exciting when we look at, wait a minute, what are we really doing here? And that's so incredible, isn't it, that you had the opportunity to think about that. And the fact that he can sleep with all of that going around him, pretty amazing.
It was.
Yikes. Thrilling. Thank you. Sarah, good evening from Italy. We are now in a process where each person is sharing either some T-Touch experience this week, something that they got from the amazing lesson on Saturday with Eleanor, or any blessing that they had in their lives.
Hi everybody. I want just to say that I just got home to work and I'm still cooking my dinner. So I'm going to listen to you, but I cannot really participate because I'm super hungry. It's kind of
enjoy
late.
Your dinner.
So I am going to be here with you, but I cannot really interact too much. But
bon appetit.
Thank you.
So who's next?
I'd like to go, Linda, it's Chanel.
Chanel, hi.
Hi. I was thinking it's funny that you put words to what I was thinking, called spontaneous healing of belief. And it's funny how fast T-Touch can work, because I've been sort of using T-Touch and not thinking about it. In the very beginning, I wasn't even thinking about it. I just picked up your book from the library. And I believe what you're saying, that you're healed at this point, and that the move has really done something for you. And that's, I think what you're trying to say is that you're in line with the events of how things are supposed to go in our reality on Earth. And I've experienced that through T-Touch, where things just, you know, they click in, and it's the kids, they sense it. They want to take T-Touch classes. I've had an experience with T-Touch with almost everyone in my family, things that I haven't shared with you guys, like for instance, Gislin, my partner, and his cancer, and how he had brain surgery 3 years ago, and his hair grew, had started to grow back. I said, just let your hair grow, it's gonna grow back. And we started doing T-Touches on his head, and sure enough, his hair started growing back. And with my horses, Froggy, he had a sucking problem. No, Pepper had a sucking problem where he would grab onto anything he can and try to like mouth it. And then I just did T-Touch around his mouth, and then suddenly completely, his behavior completely changed. And when I think about it, I was doing T-Touch without even knowing what I was doing, you know, 3 years ago. I was working at the racetrack. I took the horse race groom program. I had access to 30 horses in the barn. I was doing T-Touch on all of them. And then one day someone came up to me and said, you know what, Chanel? We don't know what's happening here, but we think these horses are really happy. And we think it's because you're here. And I was thinking to myself, they don't know I'm doing T-Touch on all the horses. I think it's because of T-Touch. And there was this one young horse, and his name was Wyatt, in another barn. I think it was Rod Cohn's barn, or another trainer, I can't remember. But anyways, the horse was only 3 years old, and he could walk around. He wasn't afraid of anything. This is crazy. The racehorse, you could walk him around the shed row, up to the wheelbarrow, to this, to that, to this. And it got to the point where people were making complaints because my horse was so non-afraid of anything that they were scared that he was gonna get injured because I was taking him into strange places that other horses couldn't go without freaking out. And now I think of it, this is the spontaneous healing of belief that's happening. These horses, everyone's picking up on it. Me, the kids, my daughter couldn't go to the dentist. All of a sudden, bang, she's completely calm. The dentist said, "What did you do?" And I just grabbed her jaw like this and I did some T-touch. All of a sudden, she was in no pain. They put the needle in. They said to me, "Oh my gosh, your daughter's doing so well." And I'm thinking to myself, you have no idea. She has anxiety attacks, and she's only, at the time she was, I think, 9 or 10. The other thing was how it affects people in, when I did the mother's group before, I think it was before COVID, and women that I didn't, strangers were coming up to me and saying how much they couldn't believe that me teaching them the heart hug gave to them and their work. And then through the my own, I had so many teeth problems. I just put my finger in my mouth and I go like circle and a quarter, circle just before the quarter, circle just before the quarter. And all of a sudden I was managing my own pain without T3s until I could make it to the dentist. And that's crazy to think that the pain would go away. There's just been so much. And then with my own, I'm off my medication now for PTSD. I'm managing it without medication. And also with Eleanor teaching me something new every day, it's crazy when to think this rotator cuff injury has been causing me so much pain for the last 3 years. 2 years, it's so much pain every day, kind of like Teresa, where I'm thinking I'll have to go back on pain medication. And then Eleanor comes up with this, put your hand and just do this exercise, you know, and it's a few of these, and then put your hands with the pole behind your back like this and carry the pole and practice your natural movements. And then all of a sudden, I was like, at one point in the class, and that's one class I'm going to keep so that I can watch it over and over so I can continue to heal this area of my body. All of a sudden, I'm in no pain. And these are all miracles, or we're connecting to cellular knowledge. I don't know what's happening here, but it's amazing. And of course, I want to share it with everybody. Of course. And I think, oh, that would be so great if everybody just could tune into this. And what a wonderful world it would be. So that probably why you won the Peace Prize. Hey, Linda.
Can you, Chanel, can you speak up a little, the last few sentences? It's your voice dropped away. And I'd really love you to own what you just said, because it was really important and I couldn't quite get it.
I can't remember what I just said, but I think that's probably why you got the Peace Prize, the same prize that Mother Teresa got.
Because yes, for the development of a peaceful way of being with animals worldwide. Oh. And the thing that's so incredible with T-Touch, and the thing that's so incredible is that when we remember that we are connected through this cellular, amazing intelligence, this cellular wisdom in every cell in our body, that we are connected to all that is. That each time, Chanel, that each one of us makes a difference or makes a, a wow recognition of we can help ourselves, or we can help an animal, or we can help someone else to realize their potential for ideal function, that we're spreading that out around the world. It's not just those that were here in this class or helping. It's a whole other ball game when we recognize that what we do here with this small group of 21 people, sometimes we're 23, that each time we speak of this and recognize it, and because when we share, when we actually verbalize something, we get it often at another level, particularly when we hold up the mirror to each of you so that you can see your beauty. That's what this is about. And so, Chanel, all the things that you are doing, it's a huge, huge gift. It's a huge gift.
Well, I'd like to continue the work, to continue to pray and help people and just put that knowledge out there with just the small things that I can do. For sure, I've been really blessed, and I'm really scared that these sessions will stop, but I know that I can connect still with T-Touch.
And well, let's hold. You can hold. We create our own reality.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than being afraid, we can put out from our hearts what we need.
That makes sense. And I'm just like, it's always with me, and you're always with me, Linda. And through the forest, and I go back there, and I just want to say thank you to all of you who have been mentoring me, Angela, Teresa, all of you have been part of my life and mentoring me, and I just want to say thank you. And my puppy, that dangerous dog, I haven't seen it since we last talked about it. And I saw the dog with the dad, not the kid. The last time I saw it, I only saw it once. And so I think things are changing. I didn't even say anything.
But beautiful.
I've asked people if they wish that I said, can I give your dog a treat? And I've had some people tell me no, but I'm still going to try. I mean, if a dog's coming up to me, I'm going to throw it treats.
Yes, and think about that. So it's not in every situation. Mm-hmm. So let's come back to that, and we'll come back and discuss that. Kirsten, will you write that down, please? And we're going to hold to come back to that. Like, when, let's discuss. Communication is really challenging. Let's discuss that. When is it? You know, when is it acceptable? When is it correct to throw free? Why would we do that? How do we ask? So that's a really good point. And we also want to come back to Angela and some of the things that you actually are thinking about doing with that little Westie, so that we can support you with that. And I would like to invite Sage, because I know that she has some thoughts about what I just said, about recognizing beyond this third dimension. What my life is about and has been since the 80s is working to develop my cellular vibrational rate through the fourth and fifth dimensions. And that means acknowledging that we are part of all the unseen dimensions, all of the elementals, the fairies, all of the galactics, all of the angelic realms, besides just human. We're way more than this. And I believe that this COVID has given us this opportunity. We never would have had this time together without COVID. This is not an accident. I'm so sad for the people who are suffering so from it and don't understand what's the fact that this is our opportunity to remember who we are with divine spirit with all that is. And that is a choice that we have. And that the fear that is out there, oh my gosh, I mean, the worldwide warning, tsunami warning that we were hit with yesterday morning, unbelievable, or 2 days ago. All these things that are happening, this is our opportunity to say, wait a minute, I'm safe here. Yeah. Really recognizing and holding the prayers for all the others who don't recognize this, and knowing that just when we go to that place of fear, go to gratitude. Gratitude overrides fear. It's been known since, I wish I could find that statement from the 14th century from one of the sages. It was known then. Gratitude and this philosophy that we've had, you know, that I've lived with since the 80s when it just came to me, this idea, when we see a half full glass, make the shift. It's a conscious shift we have to make to recognize, I can see this as, my God, I only have half. Or I can see, holy mackerel, this is half full. And that is the basis of what is behind this work. That's our choice every day when this, all this stuff in our lives happens. But Sage, I know you have something to add to this. I can feel it.
You know, you are spot on. This morning's reading, I read every morning The Language of Letting Go by Melody Beatty. It's for codependency, and it's a book that I picked up, God, probably 30 years ago, and read it and then reread it, and now I have the app on my phone. And today's reading is gratitude, January 18th, gratitude. Sometimes in life, things happen too fast. We barely solve one problem when two new problems surface. We're feeling great in the morning, but we're submerged in misery by nightfall. Every day we face interruptions, delays, changes, and challenges. We face personality conflicts and disappointments. Often when we're feeling overwhelmed, we can't see the lessons in these experiences. One simple concept can get us through the most stressful of times. It's called gratitude. We learn to say thank you for these problems and feelings. Thank you for the way things are. I don't like this experience, but thank you anyway. Force gratitude until it becomes habitual. Gratitude helps us stop trying to control outcomes. It's the key that unlocks positive energy in our life. It is the alchemy that turns problems into blessings and the unexpected into gifts. Today, I will be grateful. I will start the process of turning today's pain into tomorrow's joy. And this idea of communicating, you know, when we are anything but joy, we're not in the flow. So it's, how do we get back into that flow? And that's, to me, you know, in my vows, in my marriage, when I stood up before my husband, James, one of my vows is, I vow to, no matter what's going on, to return to happiness as fast as possible. And that's one of my goals, is that whenever there is a feeling of anger or anxiousness or anything that doesn't feel like joy or love or peace, I stop. I may do a heart hug. I am experiencing over and over the profundity of these heart hugs, or even working on the heart, down the sternum, just working my body, working my ears, and remembering, wow, I have a home. I have vehicles. I have this vehicle that moves. It's like looking at what's positive, no matter what's going on. I have food in my refrigerator. I have my bills are paid. And I think as we remember, because this idea of the dismemberment is this falling apart, so that we can remember who we really are, that we are pure light, we are pure love, that's our natural state. So anything besides that anything besides pure love and light, we're not in alignment with our soul. So it's, how do we come back to ourselves over and over? And last night I had the gift of sitting in our hot tub. I was by myself and it was silent. And we live in the forest and I could just hear, I don't know who it was, but somebody in the forest, and I was watching the moon rise. And I could see how fast the moon was rising because there were branches over the moon. And I had something that I could identify how fast the moon was rising. And little things like that is what brings me back into, oh, I am the moon. I am the branches. I am these little critters moving along. So I'm trusting something in there was what you were feeling, Linda.
Thank you, Sage.
You're welcome.
Great. I'd like to do one more and then we're going to take our break. And what I'd like to do after the break, we're going to break this feeling a moment. I'm going to play for you a short video that I made on getting rid of pain with T-Touch, because you don't, because of the way this is, you don't get to see what we actually, you know, do working on our whole body. So I'm going to show that. And then I want to continue this process because it's so important for us to verbalize, actually find one of these gifts to share. So who would like to be this last person in this first hour?
I can go.
Sarah,
because
hi.
I'm back. Thank you for waiting me. I was like super hungry, so I'm feeling better now. And some beautiful shifts happened last week, like since we met last time to today. I was able to do the ear T-Touch at least once per day and change something while I was with my horse that gave me a lot of energy. So I started just to sit with him, as also Teresa advised me to do, just sit on the ground and breathe and just let go. And do the T-Touch while I was with him. And Linda, this was a huge shift. I mean, just like probably 15 minutes, more or less. And just this moment with my horse that kind of put myself back into myself, sitting on the ground and doing the ear T-Touch, I had a huge shift. Plus, I started to read the book, The Secret, again. This is the third time. And it makes the difference. So thank you to hold this space, because last week's I was very, very in a difficult situation. So thank you to hold me in also if I had these days, and the shift is happening. I'm still tired, but it's much better now. It's much better.
Beautiful. Yeah. And how do you feel your recovery is from COVID?
Now it's getting better, because also the last bronchitis I had since 10 days ago is kind of gone, like 99%. And probably now also the supplements I am taking are having some effects for my body. Great. And my mind. Yeah. It takes time. Sometimes I would love just to go back to my full energy, but no, I need to rest and give time to the time.
So you wrote this morning that you're not sure about how you're doing the ear to touch.
Yes.
Right. Yes. So do you want to, I'm going to pin you on, and you show us what you think, and then I'll show you again specifically, and we can all do it. So speak, and I'm going to.
I don't know. Tell me if you can see me. Can all see how I am doing? It's fine like this.
Yeah. And I've pinned you now. And I think if I understand correctly, Jennifer, I think each person has to do that if they want to see it big. I'm not sure of that. But what happened when Sarah spoke, it said on the, it gave a choice of pin, and we did, and now you're pinned, and so we can keep you. So show me. Okay. So first of all, let us, if you could share why we talked about the ear tea touch.
Why we talk about it for
why I suggested it, right?
Well, because it's interesting to help my immunitary system and recovery
from COVID, right?
Yeah,
because you were feeling like
super exhausted. Never felt like this in my life.
So what did you hear? What did you think of what I said? Because it's really helpful to see that. And then we'll, you know, what Moshe Feldenkrais used to talk about, first approximation, you know, second approximation, third approximation. In other words, getting more and more detailed. So what did you hear me say?
About the ear tea touch, correct?
How to do it. How to do it.
So take this part of the ear, okay?
The lobe, yes.
The lobe, thank you. And do the circle and the quarter and then slide.
Yep.
And then go up and do the circle and the quarter and slide. And then when I am here, I'm not sure if I have to move all this part like inside, like all the ear as I do with the horse, or just the skin inside the ear.
Okay. That's a really good question.
You got it, because cannot really show like just the skin inside or all the ear as I do with the horse.
Okay, so when you, let me see if I can pin myself so I can make me bigger view speaker. Okay, I have to remove your pin. Okay, now I'm going to... Come on, Linda, pin yourself. Well, I'll just keep speaking and it'll stay. So what? Oh, sorry. I do have to pin me. Let's see. Pin. All right. All right. Now, what you did was beautiful. You put your thumb behind the ear on the earlobe. Wait a second. And you folded your finger. This was really good. And you stretched it slightly. Now you came out to the side. What I'd like to, and you see how, just everybody do this, see how the top part of my finger is also sliding on this, on the rim. Now, if you would add just a slight upward, it's about a fifth, just a slight upward. Now it's opposed to a downward. Blah. If I go down, it's a real downer of energy. And it's interesting because I never understood why, but Donna Eaton teaches in her classes, I understand it, that upward energizes and downward like brings you down. Sometimes that's useful. So anyway, okay. Now, the second one you did on the rim. You see, just on this rim of the ear. Now, my experience has been that if I want to boost my immune system, if I have something like malaria, for instance, which I've dealt with a couple of times, it's really helpful. My intuition told me to do this slight work and slight stretch, and gentle though, on this whole ear to boost my immune system. Now, the basic suggestion that I have to activate the entire body is do what you did on the earlobe, just like that, and then go into this little bowl. It's called a conch, but this little bowl right in here, and thumb behind, and in this little bowl, see, I can circle, and I'm kind of moving the whole ear, but right in this bowl at the top of where my finger is, that's where the point is for heart, and lung is really close to it. There, those two points. If you go to a doctor who only puts staples in your ears and you had a lung thing, I would expect that they would staple that lung point. So, but you can look, thumb behind. So first move, review, earlobe. Why? Because the earlobe connects to our whole head. the in the ear is the whole body lies down, head down here and feet up there. So again, lobe. Now I go into this little bowl and do a little circle and the slide and a slight slide up over the rim and kind of out, a gentle stretch in that direction. Now go a little higher and feel in the back where your ear attaches. There's a little divot. It's a little hole there. Huh? That's where the trigeminal nerve comes in. Okay, so now I go a little higher right up here because in every part of the ear, there are connections to other parts of the body. So I gently and be very gentle there. Now I was gentle and I did a little too much, a little too hard to pull and I could feel it. Mm. Okay, and now, and Marnie, my God, if you remember how we worked on horses in the beginning, oh my God, we'd almost take the hair off the ears. Not necessary. Okay, now I go a little higher. And I gently come up like this. And if you come up at the top and you have some people have a little curve up and this is stiff.
Yeah.
So be very gentle, come up in there and just be very thoughtful and respectful of that. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4.
In my ear, it's kind of difficult to do as you do in your ear because I have a bigger piece here, so I cannot really work
easier. No, it's okay. It's just say hello.
Just say hello. Okay.
Yeah, and look, as you go up under there, just a little gentle smile to it. Just know that every part of this ear has a connection to every part of the body.
Also behind the ear, I can reach and do the little teeth touch just with the
finger. But you can also do it with your thumb.
Okay.
And that's a really good thing with your thumb. If that's easy for some, you can go down and do it the whole backside. And I don't even know what that does or mean. I've never even thought about it. But you can do this little sliding motion, whatever you intuitively say,
Okay.
And that affects the entire body and it can boost you. And it can also bring you out of shock if you're in shock. It can also, if you are really sick and close to dying, it can revive you, literally. And we have many cases of this. So, and just a gentle with it. Again, Marnie, when I think of, how we used to attack horses' ears if they were colicked or in shock or was much harder. We've now discovered we don't have to do that so much. And so with a dog's ear, what I recommend is that when you do that, you treat the ear like it's a rose petal. In other words, you don't squish it, how you would work with a rose petal because you're incredibly connected and sensitive through the ears.
Thank you, Linda.
Linda?
Yes.
Can you just remind us generally what part it's connected to? Like, where is the head, the back, and the, do you have,
Yes, Kirsten, on our break, can you go in and find, because we have we did this in one of our classes where you show all the different points. And I went 10 minutes over, it's 10 after. So I'm going to, thanks for the question, Ava and Sarah, this is great. So we'll come back at 20 after, wherever you are. And we'll, Kirsten, if we can see if we can pull that stuff up.
Just the ear chart.
The ear chart, yeah. And Sage, can you put your hands on, we never pull the one up that shows the whole body and it's easy to Google it.
I have, yes, I'll send those to Kirsten. I have to run. I have a client in 15 minutes, but I'll email them to both you and Kirsten.
Thank you,
Eva.
Bye, you guys.
Okay.
Linda, don't you have a video of doing ear touch you yourself?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know there is
right now, Marnie. So we have one right now.
Well, no, but you did one. I'm sure, but maybe I'm wrong. I
don't remember. Let's stop this and we'll come back and we'll wait, stop the recording.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now unpin me.